Time once again for Behind the Bench, our weekly conversation with Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
An unusually quiet week for the team. They have a game tonight in Arizona against the Coyotes. Their last game was last Saturday against San Jose. You've been around the team this week. How have they been using this little early season break?
Well, it's just a time for them to rest and reset. When the break began, they had played 12 games, which was the highest in the league. And it's been a tough opening 3-4 weeks for them here. It hasn't gone as planned. And I think they were due, playing so many games, they were due a break. And they got a day off Monday. They had a fun practice, a skills practice on Sunday. And I think the break will be good for them. You don't get a lot of four-day breaks during the season. And once the winter hits, I don't know if they'll have any. So I think this team needed this break pretty badly. Expectations weren't real high this season, but there were some expectations. I don't think they've hit them, and it's just kind of an opportunity for them to reset a little bit.
Well, that San Jose game was a tough loss. I thought they played well. They did have a Jack Eichel goal disallowed when it was decided Sam Reinhart interfered with the Sharks goalie. Was that the right call, in your opinion?
Technically, it probably was the right call, but I don't think the league should be enforcing a rule quite like that. Sam Reinhart definitely interfered with Aaron Dell, the Sharks goalie, but it wasn't blatant interference. Dell had time to reset, which is part of the rule. If goalies are interfered with, they need to have time to get back in the play, and he did have time to get back in the play. So from that standpoint, you could argue it should have been a goal, and that's what Sam Reinhart argued. Phil Housley kind of understood why the Sharks challenged and the goal was called back. But I think if you're the NHL, goals are up this season. It's been a pretty fun first month. People like goals, but the NHL doesn't give fans goals. Scoring just keeps going down. It's not at a level where stars showcase their skills. And the NHL just, they call back too many goals that should count, and that's probably a goal that should have counted. Electrified the rink. Jack Eichel was pumped up. The crowd was going. I mean, the Sabres had the momentum, and all of a sudden, it was gone. And the NHL needs more fun moments like that. And you're right, the Sabres did play pretty well. They probably played well enough to win, at least get a point, get it to overtime. And after the game, Phil Housley was pretty adamant that they were doing the right things, and if they keep playing like that, they'll eventually get some wins. And I agree with him. And we've heard a lot of stuff like that over the last 5-6 years from about 5 different coaches. But given where the Sabres are, 12 games into a new season, 10 new players, a new coach, a new regime, Housley's words mean a little something, I think. And I think if they can duplicate efforts like that, they'll win more often than they'll lose.
Well, Phil Housley talked a bit the other day about Buffalo's other major professional sports team, the Bills, who have a surprising 5-2 record. They play the New York Jets tonight. What did he have to say about what his team can learn from the Bills' success?
Well, Phil Housley seems to be a pretty big Bills fan, which I wasn't aware of, but it makes sense considering he played 8 years here. But he basically said that if you look at the Bills, when people talk about the Bills, they talk about their defense. Defense has been terrific for the Bills, just takeaways and everything else. And Phil Housley wants the Sabres to take pride in their defense, to take pride in playing away from the puck. The Sabres' defense has been pretty bad a lot of nights so far this season. They've allowed the fourth or fifth most goals in the NHL. They hang their goalies out to dry. They've done better limiting odd man rushes and those big chances, but they're still a pretty porous defense. And in the modern NHL, you can't win 5-4, 6-5 games, even 4-3 games most nights. It's got to be grinded out, defense first, 3-2, 2-1 hockey. And the Sabres aren't going to go anywhere if they don't learn how to play that way.
The Sabres and Coyotes play at 10 o'clock tonight, then a game against the Dallas Stars on Saturday. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.